Welcome to the CrossFit to Weight War podcast, where we talk about health, fitness, and explore the local community of Fenton, Michigan. We're your hosts, Jen and Andrew Charlesworth. Want to visit us? Head over to www.crossfittoweightwar.com or check us out on Instagram at CrossFitToWeightWar.
A welcome to the CrossFit to Weight War Fitness and Fenton podcast. With the Charlesworths. I won't just say me and then introduce the tiny person. Today, we are going to do, I have some goals on this one, like a holiday, holidays coming back from, but mainly we're going to do the New Year's gimmicks. Is that correct, Jennifer Lynn?
Yeah, that's correct.
All right. So first of all, how was your holiday in terms of nutrition, working out, and do you feel like you survived?
I do. I definitely didn't slack on my workouts.
Mm-hmm.
I think both of us are like, in order to have the best day, we get a workout in no matter what.
Yeah, regardless. It's working out is more than just, I guess, to look good and feel
just
good.
Just mentally.
Yeah,
mentally feel good. We were talking about this at the store. I didn't really overeat.
Mm-hmm.
I just didn't eat the foods that we normally eat. So a lot of carbs. Didn't really overdo the desserts at all.
I didn't overeat. I utilize, like we've talked about before, I utilize a lot of fasting and just under eating, but I almost don't know right now if I did it right, because now I feel like I can't get my focus back. I've had too many carbs. I don't know. Just like, but not enough of the other good micronutrients. So I'm going to work through this thing and try to revigorate with some vegetables, some meats, like good, mm-hmm. just good quality stuff and get back on.
Yeah, the Instagram post I made today on the CrossFit to Weight War page was holiday.
Oh.
One holiday.
And just holiday.
Just to get back on track.
Celebrate.
Because it takes one meal to get back on track.
Sure.
Like imagine if you woke up, like this morning I woke up, I had a smoothie with spinach in there, berries, almond butter, protein powder. And then I went and did my workout and I felt like mentally, like obviously one meal off or on is not going to derail you, but, or get you back on track, but it will mentally make you feel so much better. Like to be like, hey, I'm going to get rid of all the crap that's in my house right now. And I'm going to get back on my vegetables.
Yeah. So we're surviving. All right, let's go to this gimmicks. Now it's the new year. Obviously we want to bring people in for the new year to capitalize on their motivation, but the concept for this podcast is would be like why gimmicks don't work, or kinda like what to avoid with gimmicks, what's in reality, why you don't need to freak out about it. And in my opinion, if you're a member of this gym and have been a member of this gym, the new year should be your most rewarding time, because as all your friends, all your relatives, you go to a party and they're like, hey, let's just use a random person. Let's say I'm Jenny Christopher and I go to a party and they're like, hey, Jenny, I'm going to start working out. Let me tell you about what I'm going to do for the New Year's. Instantly in your brain, you're probably like, oh God, you know, like just, okay, you're nice person. So you're going to listen, but it's like, man, I've been having my fitness dialed in for 5 years.
Yeah,
I don't need to worry about any of these nutrition things, but let's, I guess, talk about why gimmicks maybe work and think about this. So why do people latch on to new year, new you, new year, whatever, what, why?
I think the main thing is, and I think we all feel like this a little bit, we feel like such crap after the holidays, like, oh my gosh, I ate and drank myself into like just a sluggish state and I just feel gross.
Mm-hmm.
And that new year is like a time, it like ticks over and you're like, I'm ready.
Yeah.
I think the main thing is people get motivated in the new year, but they don't stay disciplined.
Yeah.
Motivation does not last.
No.
Like I've seen this all over and I love like Miranda from Street Parking talks about this. No one's really ever motivated to go to work or motivated to brush their teeth.
Mm-hmm.
They're just disciplined to do it.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you have to get up and go to work. You know, you have to brush your teeth every morning. And it's the same thing with working out. Like, you're not always going to be motivated, but it's just a part of your day, your discipline, because you've made it your lifestyle. So I think motivation is a good thing to kick it off, but, and I think that's where those gimmicks come in. because people are now motivated, but then that motivation wears off and they haven't really stayed disciplined.
Yeah. I think too, habit forming. Everybody thinks that if they form a habit, that there's some sort of magic in January that, okay, I'm going to formulate a habit, because we all know habits are the way we create like long-term discipline, long-term success. We gain momentum in a day through habits. So like, case in point, you know, the people who do work out at 5 a.m., 6 a.m., they have the most discipline. And also that trajectory of their day is set up so unbelievable. It works out for them. Hey, they work out. Chances are they're going to do more good stuff. And that's like simple habit forming stuff. So I think that some people consider January has like a magic habit forming pixie dust, which I think might even be the motivation. But what you just said, it doesn't really exist.
I mean, it's a great kickstart if you're going to start something off.
Yeah, it is. We capitalize on that as a gym.
Not really.
I mean, I will put out lift your butt for 90 days or whatever. I really don't care. As a matter of fact, you can show this podcast to somebody. I will call it the most gimmicky possible thing ever to expose people to the beautiful thing that we have inside our gym, which is long-term fitness community.
Yeah.
And an overall like positive sense of working out. And
so you just lure people in and then you help them stay disciplined.
I'm like Robin Hood, if you think about it.
Sure.
This exact Robin Hood thing. Give me the most gimmicky thing. I will plant it just so I can hook people, because I feel like that's what politicians do.
Yeah.
Yeah, it could be. But I mean, yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. I accidentally exposed you to the best workout definitely in the city and state, but maybe even the whole world, and probably the universe.
Well, I think that's why we give the week trial anyway. We started that trend.
Yeah.
Is because one day of experiencing the gym is like, imagine you hate running and you come in to try CrossFit and it's all running. You're like, ah, dang it. I hate this. But then the next day, like, you would have missed the fact that it was like all lifting and you love lifting. So that week free trial, I think, helps people, kind of entices them to stay at the gym a little more.
Yeah.
And we'll keep offering that, obviously.
For sure. Other gimmicks. I think a lot of people get drawn into the gimmick of...
Oh, I know.
Oh, go ahead.
People think that because they sign up for the gym's going to do the work for them.
Oh, man.
Like, imagine...
Don't even get me started.
Imagine those people. And I know, like, Planet Fitness and other gyms like that have hundreds of members that never step foot in the gym.
Thousands.
Yeah.
Thousands.
But at some point they signed up and they're like, yeah, I signed up to go to the gym.
Yeah.
And okay, now I'm going to lose weight. And then, you know, 5:30 comes after work and they forgot their shoes. And like, well, I'll go tomorrow.
There's no accountability.
They just never come.
I think that that's the crazy part about this little like small gym world that you and I live in and have created in this city. We don't want you to not come.
That's why we created the check-in system.
Yeah, literally the check-in system strictly was for figuring out how many people are coming and, you know, can we reach out to you if you haven't come in a while?
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, yeah, it would be really easy. I mean, I can see the business model behind that of like, oh, let's just get a bunch of people to join, have them pay a premium and then never.
That's cheap, right?
Yeah, never. Well, I mean, I'm sure plenty of people out there right now are paying memberships that would add up to probably more than $100+ a month and that aren't even using some of them.
Well, I think they have Amazon Prime, they have Netflix, they have a Planet Fitness membership, and they have whatever. Like, those are like $10 things that come out.
Mm-hmm.
You just don't even notice.
Yeah. Yeah. I thought about doing a gimmick of for boot camp actually was it's $3.99 a class.
That is true.
Because it's, I mean, realistically, if they sign up, you know, that during the monthly thing, it's $3.99 essentially a class if they go to every single class,
you know,
offered. Yeah. I mean, I don't have to tell people that, but look at that gimmick right there. How hard if you're already a member of the gym, if you're probably listening to this, but if you saw something like, oh my God, $3.99, and you saw like this awesome music and sweet meaty, you'd probably be like, whoa, gimmicked.
Yeah. That's why, I mean, the premium price on a CrossFit membership. It it works for you if you work for it. So if you go to the gym more, you're driving your cost per class down.
Oh, 100%.
And that's why I think, and you just get more out of an hour. Like you, it's like literally we're the tour guides, the coach is a tour guide. You show up, you're told what to do. Mm-hmm. Hey, do a jumping jack for a warm up, grab a barbell, go get a dumbbell, then do this, do that. And it's just like, you're just on, not on autopilot, but you kind of are.
Oh, I loved it. Today I was taking class. Jamie did a great job at 9:30. We had a lot of people and she was like, in classic Jamie fashion, yelling over everyone and everyone's paying attention. And in my head, I'm like, nice. Like I actually did the warm up. I led to a good day. I mean, this is literally like even somebody like me needs to go to class. Mm-hmm. It's so awesome.
Yeah.
Any other gimmicks or things you want to talk about? You mentioned something about that you have to work for the gym. I think that a lot of people get gimmicked into thinking that there's something that damn near works out for you. Like, oh, this is the newest thing. Like a Peloton will not pedal itself. Mm-hmm. You actually have to sit your ass on that bike, join a little class and have somebody be like, oh, so-and-so is here and start pedaling your little feet. And I mean, in reality, that is, definitely cool. I'm not hating on that market. It's flooding the fitness industry right now. But what if you just randomly got up every day and did 100 sit-ups, 100 push-ups, 100 jumping jacks, and 100 squats? Are you going to get arguably more results? I would say so because you're doing a lot of gymnastics. But there's no – who's going to buy that? You just be like, hey, look, pay me $2,500 and then I'll force you to do jumping jack squats and stuff in the morning. People be like, ew, no.
I think it's the accountability piece.
I do too.
And that's why community-based fitness works so well is because I just always think of the moms group. I'm sure none of them wanted to go to that 6 a.m. class a couple weeks ago, but they like made each other go.
Sure, yeah.
They're normally 5:30 p.m. people, and they got up at 6 a.m. to do that workout. And it's just that peer pressure of, hey, we're going to do this. Like, one of the three of them could only work out at 6 a.m. that day.
Mm-hmm.
Wanted to have a good day, I'm guessing. I think it was Trish. She wanted to work out at 6 a.m. Hey, I'm going to do this, but you guys have to come with me. And then they all probably had a great day. Maybe a little tired, but, you know, it's that accountability piece. So if you, like, see someone in the gym that you don't know or whatever, introduce yourself and be like, hey, I need someone to hold me accountable.
Yeah. And also, if you know people in your family or that are your friends, our best interest of keeping a community good and whatever is having your friends and family join the gym.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you're so sick of hearing your uncle talk about all the things he does at Thanksgiving and it never works out for him, and you're just like, damn, uncle, I bet if you just join this gym, those are the people we want referrals from right now. We don't, like, it's tough for us to just explain what goes on inside of those four walls. Is it four?
Sure.
There's a few more. But so bring those type of people in and let them have that free trial. And you can even say it was a gift from you.
Yeah. What about, like, staying, like, gimmicky nutrition stuff? Oh, we saw this when we walked into Sam's Club today.
What
do we see?
Oh, geez. The whole...
Right when you walk in. I mean, there is a wall. I'm not kidding you. A wall of protein bars, keto shakes, protein powder, this and that. And, like, they're gearing up to...
They're gearing up.
To be like, hey, this is the stuff that you need to eat. Granted, every single thing in those... That stack or that food wall was not really food.
No.
It was food-like products that are going to gimmick you and being like, well, if I eat this bar like every day, I'm going to lose weight. And no, that's not how it works.
I think the gimmick, my favorite thing is, I saw Mark Bell talk about this a little bit ago. It doesn't cost extra money to stop eating. I mean, that's the funniest thing. There's your gimmick right there. Like, just stop. If you want to lose weight, don't eat that much.
Yeah.
And I know it's, you're like, easy for you, Andrew, to say. No, that's not easy for me. Pear-shaped, remember, I was a pear. And
love pears.
Yeah, you do. But if you want to lose weight, don't eat as much.
Yeah.
And if
you want to change one thing, that's what's overwhelming is new year, new you. Got to go to the gym every single day. Got to completely change my diet. Got to do this, got to do that. It's like, well, if you went to the gym zero times in December, why don't you try going twice?
Yeah.
Go Monday, Wednesday. Go Tuesday, Thursday. If you ate no vegetables in December, eat a vegetable a day or try to get three different colors. Like, small. It doesn't have to be that crazy. It can be a small thing. And if it's a small thing, you're more likely to stay with it.
You're so right. I mean, I didn't get in an argument with my one friend because I would never argue with this guy. There's no chance of him ever listening to this podcast anyway. His name's Jake. He's moving back to Fenton. But anyway, Jake was like, hey, you know, if I really want to get into shape, oh, cause I just kept calling him. I'm like, Jake, you look awful. You know, that's how dudes talk to dudes. Sorry if anybody's offended. I'm like, Jake, you look terrible. And he's like, you know, if I really want to get back into shape when I was in the army, I'll just do 25 jumping jacks and 25 push-ups a day. That's all I need every morning when I wake up, 25 jumping jacks, 25 push-ups. And I'm like, you know, Jake, you're not wrong per se. There's a lot I could go into about. I didn't even sit there and want to argue with him. But
you just earlier said that would be better than the Peloton.
No, 25 jumping jacks and 25 push-ups.
Oh, that's it.
That's all. No, yeah, that's it. Okay. But.
Hey, that's a great place to start.
Exactly. It is a great place to start. And if he did chip away at that and did that every day forever, I mean, that's way better than nothing. But I can't tell him that because he'll just run with that and be like, yeah, I'll do that in 10 years then. I'm like, no, you need to do it now. But yeah, I got no other gimmicks. We got nutrition covered.
Yeah. I think the main thing right now is, you know, it's the day after Christmas as we're recording this and you probably have a lot of leftovers. Like we just had some leftovers. Just get them out of your house.
Yeah. Or delete them and just eat them. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah.
No, we shouldn't have eaten. Well, our leftovers weren't that bad. It's ham, turkey, and mashed potatoes.
Yeah, and green beans.
Yeah. But still, that's not our normal food.
No, it's not.
I even think that's weird. Like, everybody listening, like, oh, really? Turkey, mashed potatoes, and green beans. But yeah, but Jen and I don't eat that. We eat, you know, eggs, super meat, and cheese. Carb. And then we eat, way low carb. And then we eat a ton of vegetables and a ton of fruit. That's what we eat. That needs to be enriched back into our life, even if it's quote unquote healthy food and it's just out of your norm and it's throwing you off.
Yeah.
Get rid of it.
Yeah. Just donate it.
Donate it to the trash. Donate it to the somebody
maybe
hungry.
The sugar is the hard part because it's just so addictive.
It just,
like, thank God I did not bring those 2-bite brownies home that we brought to the party.
Oh yeah. There's no chance.
I would have ate that whole thing. And like you walk by and you're like, okay, I'll just have one. Okay, I'll just have two. Okay, I'll just have another one. It's like then by the end of the day, you've had 6 2-bite brownies. Those are 1-bite brownies.
Yeah, I mean, I think those are 100 calories a bite.
Yeah.
So that's, 6 times 2.
That's half my day of food.
You're looking at 1,200 calories?
Oh. What?
If you eat each one of those brownies is 100 calories and typically you eat two. When you're just in a sitting or in a quick snack. So that's 200 calories. And if you did that 6 times in a day, that's 1,200 calories.
That's nearly my whole day.
Yeah. So.
Damn.
Those are just some things to consider and think about. Yeah. But
so overall, like you said, gimmicks. I'm confused about your stance on gimmicks because you're like, I hate gimmicks. And then you're like, I'm going to use them on you.
I mean, my stance is that.
Your stance is that you'll use them to lure people into the gym. But once they get in there, I think they'll realize that this is not a gimmick. This is like truly a lifestyle. We're not just trying to take your money. We're literally trying to like change your life.
I mean, I put it this way. Like, it's like getting a little kid to do something. And I know that seems, I'm not like trying to say adults are little kids.
Sometimes they are.
But yeah, we're all little kids. It's just, you need to be like, hey, this is a good thing. This is a good, I'll get you in here.
You want this shiny?
You want this? And then all of a sudden when you're in, they're like, oh, I have been missing this my whole entire life. And I'm like, hey, I know. That's why I had to get you gimmicked in here. Now that you're in here.
Yeah. So you lure them in with what they think they want. And then we give them what they need.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe comment if you have a gimmick for me and you can see if it works. If you have any gimmick for me.
Oh gosh, that's funny.
Yeah.
So yeah, Happy New Year, guys. Merry Christmas. It already passed, but Happy Hanukkah.
Happy Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, Boxing Day.
Yeah, all of it.
Anything we got.
Cool.
All right. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.